T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Marks and Reese. Johnny Marks and Ike Reese. Ike, how are you, my friend?
Johnny Marks, holla at you, boy. It's a Wednesday. Happy Wednesday.
It is a Wednesday, and about, I don't know, 45 minutes ago, the new quarterbacks coach of the Eagles was announced or reportedly hired.
Yeah.
His name's Brian Johnson. He's only 33 years old. Mm-hmm. So it goes with the rest of the coaches or coordinators all under 40.
Yep.
39, 37, 35, and 33. Very interesting that they're going with the young guns, but even more interesting, Brian Johnson, formerly the Florida State offensive coordinator, has known Jalen Hurts since he was 4 years old and recruited Jalen Hurts out of high school.
Oh!
Ooh, boy.
didn't know that one.
On a Wednesday. Yes.
Ah!
So
that's a fresh little nugget that I didn't know about.
According to Mike Sielski, yes.
Wow.
So how about that? So I will give you credit because you've been one of the main people that have been saying, hold on a second, I don't think Carson Wentz is necessarily coming back like everybody else thinks he's coming back. Mm-hmm. And the more evidence that's added to the puzzle, and it's still a puzzle, mm-hmm. The more I am starting to think that maybe you're onto something here with Carson Wentz.
Well, and I didn't even know about oh my God. The relationship between Brian Johnson and Jalen Hurts going back to when he was a toddler, basically. Well, wait till Wentz finds that out.
I'm sure he'll be very pleased. He shows up at the training camp, and they're all ignoring him, and they're talking to Jalen Hurts. So let's.
Well, yes, I mean, this is just another reason that I believe that the Eagles, if they are able to, I'll leave the one caveat there, John, because I think we all can agree with this, that it's going to be difficult for them to move on from him, at least as we look at it right now. You never know who's going to be desperate enough to jump up there and give the Eagles what they would deem fair and at least enough for them to move on from Wentz. I think there's a lot of information that the Eagles are waiting to gather. And Wentz, I don't know where he's at in the pecking order. And let me throw this out there at you as to why I say that. They already have more information on him than they do any quarterback prospect, meaning Jalen Hurts, who they have here for 1 year, and the guys that are coming out. So there's going to be more information to gather on those guys. With Wentz, they pretty much know what they have. The only information needed to be gathered from him would be, if you're back here, are you all on board?
All right.
So I just think that over this next month or so, Senior Bowl, workouts, whatever, however they – not going to be a combine. So however they're going to do their workouts with these college kids coming out to determine who gets drafted where, I think looking at quarterback will be on their priority list. I just think it will be on their list. You're at six. You don't get up this high in the draft very often, and you don't hope to be up there very often. And I would imagine the Eagles don't want to be back up here near the top five anytime in the near future. While they may feel good about Jalen Hurts right now, I don't know if they're willing to bet the future on Jalen Hurts. Mm. And if they get enough information from either a Zach Wilson, Justin Fields, don't think it would be Trey Lance. I don't think they're going back North Dakota State again.
I hope they do, personally.
It would be a huge – imagine if you would have bet that the Eagles would have taken two quarterbacks from North Dakota State in the first round within
six years.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, so I don't think they're going there. But the other guys, if they impress enough at six, they are in a kind of a funky position.
So here's the question. Here's the question, right? So yesterday we said, what does your gut tell you? Is Carson Wentz coming back or not? If the Eagles – and listen – Signing a coach, hiring a coach that looks like that has a relationship with Jalen Hurts. I mean, I'm not saying that means Carson Wentz out of town, but it certainly makes it look like that they're bringing somebody in here that maybe can work with Jalen Hurts. I mean, I don't know. It doesn't. I mean, they didn't bring in Carson Wentz's friend to be the quarterback coach. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, they fired his friend that was a quarterback coach.
They fired Press Taylor, and they brought in a guy that knew Jalen Hurts.
Didn't even think about that.
Man, they are sending him – they're giving him icy messages. All right, so here's the question, because I was looking at the mock drafts. Mel Kiper has a mock draft out we'll talk about. There's this guy on CBS Sports.com that actually has the Eagles taking Justin Fields at number six. So the question is, if Carson Wentz is indeed out of here, if they've already made up their mind in their mind, like, we're moving on from Carson Wentz, we just got to figure out how to do it if we can, what should the Eagles then do at six? You mentioned it. It's not likely that the Eagles will have this high of a draft pick. I mean, really, when's the last
time they aren't up here.
Right, unless they trade up like they did with Carson Wentz.
Right.
But the last time they had this high of a draft pick was Corey Simon outside of the Wentz trade-up, right?
No,
Lane Johnson.
Lane.
Lane was
four.
That was the last year of Andy.
Yeah.
That was four. Okay, so yeah, and that's when, like, your coach gets fired because your team's bad.
Exactly what just happened, yes.
Right. So what do you do? Do you consider taking a quarterback at number six? And you say yes.
I think you do. I think the Eagles will. And for the reasons that I mentioned just a second ago is that you don't know when the next time you're going to be up this high in the draft. While you may like some of the things you've seen out of Jalen Hurts, I don't know if they're willing to go forward with him as the guy. And because here's the thing. And this is all predicated on them moving on from Wentz prior to the draft. You're going to need another quarterback here. And so if Hurts isn't the guy, then what are you doing? Then what are you doing? Do you have the ability to get back up to get a quarterback?
You're trying to find a quarterback.
Yes. If now again, this is all being predicated on me thinking that they are planning to move on from Wentz if they get the right trading partner. Then you have to look at one of these quarterbacks. You have to. You have to look at one of these guys at six.
Well, I would say this. I would say that Justin Fields, if he is the guy that's most likely there, and I mean,
Are you ready to go on with Hurts? With Jalen Hurts as your guy?
You know why? Because I think Hurts is similar to Fields. I think Hurts maybe even might be a better quarterback than Fields. I'm not sold on Fields. I don't know. I don't know about Jalen Hurts either, but I'm willing. They just drafted him in the second round. If they believed in him and drafted him in the second round, then give him a shot. He didn't embarrass himself last year. He didn't take the job, right? But he didn't embarrass himself. Give him a shot. And you know what? If he ends up not being the guy, then you're going to need a quarterback. There's no doubt about it. You're going to need a quarterback. This team has too many needs right now to where you need to reach for a quarterback when you just drafted one in the second round.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't know. I would go wide receiver. I'd go cornerback. I'd go anywhere but quarterback. Absolutely not. You don't go quarterback with the sixth pick. Are you crazy? You go Smith. You go Chase. You get a wide receiver. 215-592-9494. Marks and Reese.
That means you believe that Hurts is the guy. See, I'm
I
not
don't.
There yet.
I don't.
I'm not there with Jalen Hurts yet. And, again, I want to continue to look at these quarterbacks that are coming out. And if I feel like there is a true upgrade at the position – there and it's available for me at six, then you had better take it right now instead of waiting and hoping you're in position and then you have to give up the king's ransom that you had to do to get to number two to get Wentz when moving from 13 to number two. That's the whole thing. When are you going to be back in this position again? Again, now, if they don't like any of the quarterbacks coming out, then they had better be right about Hurts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Should the Eagles consider taking a quarterback at six overall? And this is all predicated that they know they're going to move on from Carson Wentz. I don't think you're going to keep Carson Wentz and bring in a quarterback at number six.
No, no.
That doesn't make sense.
No.
So if they are moving on from Carson Wentz, and there's another, at least another clue that maybe they're considering it with hiring a friend of Jalen Hurts, essentially, or someone Jalen Hurts knows, should the Eagles consider taking a quarterback with the sixth overall pick? Yes or no? 215-592-9494. We'll start it off on the phone lines. 215-592-9494. Got a lot planned today. It's going to be a good, fun show, as always. It's Marks and Reese, and we'll start with your phone calls coming up next. 94 WIP, back after this. All right, yeah, Marks and Reese. Hello, everyone. It is a Wednesday, and we'll get to the phones here in 1 second. We also got to get to a little bit later. I see someone on the phone wants to talk about it. You went and apologized to Joe DeCamera? Like,
huh? What happened?
It was the apology show today. I'm just
Joe DeCamera.
I was wondering if you apologized.
Yeah, I apologized. Wow.
That's awesome. All right, maybe not. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Looking to get engaged, maybe you need wedding bands after popping the question. Mark's Jewelers should be your first and last stop online. Mark's-Jewelers.com. And it's about – and Jack didn't word it correctly, so I'm going to Twitter question, Jack. Because it says, should the Eagles consider taking a quarterback at six overall? And if you asked that question, I'd say
you gotta
no.
You got to say if Wentz isn't here, yes.
If Carson Wentz isn't going to be here, should the Eagles consider taking a quarterback at six overall?
Yes. That would have been the correct way to phrase it.
And it's yes or no, because right now 85% says no.
Take it down, Jack.
Yeah, come on, Jack.
Anything else?
No, just, I mean, listen, we
all right, I know. But this is a show that holds everyone accountable, including me.
Yes.
We've lost him for the rest of the show. He's out.
Yeah, I'm out. I'm just kidding. Right.
Let's see what the people think. Get that corrected immediately. Get that Colton in Oxford. Colton, what do you think? How are you?
Yo, I'm good. Yo, why y'all leave Jack alone? He's all right, man. People make mistakes.
Hey, Cole, he's done for the rest of the show, man. He's mad. He's done for the rest of the show, man.
He's definitely checked out. He'll be all right, Jack. Listen, if the Eagles pick a quarterback, this city will explode. I almost want them to hear the phone lines would say, we already got our factory full. We got Wentz, Hurts, and the guy who throws the best deep ball on the team, my guy Nate.
Oh, yeah, that's right, Nate. Nate Sudfeld.
We got too many holes in needs. Let's get a corner. Let's get a receiver. Literally any other position. I saw a mock draft yesterday that had us taking Kyle Pitts, the tight end from Florida. Even that sounds better than a QB. They chose a QB in the second round last year. Like, stop it. In between fixing Carson Wentz and Jalen Hurts' potential, I'll take our chance with those guys in our building. And real quick, we got to talk Sixers real quick. Okay. Huge statement game tonight against the Lakers. I heard you guys talking about Ben Simmons fans last night, calling us Ben Bros or what have you. I think I'm the last.
Enablers.
Oh, excuse me. I think I'm the last of the handful of people still saying don't trade him yet. But it's getting harder and harder. And tonight's the night. If he don't show up tonight, number one seed versus number one seed, give me Bradley Beal, give me Zach LaVine. He's got to go. The Sixers can't wait for him no longer. But big game tonight. I'm excited.
Thanks, okay. Colin. Appreciate it. Here's the problem. You ain't getting Bradley Beal for Ben Simmons.
What?
I don't think why would they do it? I don't think franchises.
Because he's a generational talent.
I don't think franchises look at Ben Simmons anymore and say that's a guy you can build the team around. In fact, I know they don't think that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they don't.
Yeah, we don't think that. We know better. Yeah. We're not NBA GMs. We just watch the games. We know better.
And we watch him. We watch him closer than they do.
You're damn right. We know. Let's go to Steve in California. Steve.
Hey, first, I just want to say, Ike, that's what's up, man. I heard your show with Joe.
Uh-huh.
That was great.
Wow.
That was great. That was
appreciate
remember
that,
yesterday.
Steve.
Yesterday you guys did the show where you guys were talking about who's an inspiring athlete, and I remember that John had said a lot of people said Ike was inspiring. See that's why right there, because you got on, you told them. I mean, it's one thing for the callers to say that, you know, all that stuff, but for one of his coworkers to come in and put him on Front Street like that was definitely something to listen to.
Yeah,
thank goodness for Ike Reese.
I was close to risking being insubordinate. You know, I almost went after Spike, too.
Man.
I've
done this on our show for the ratings. We just improved their ratings, Ike. It doesn't do anything for us.
When a person from another show gets on and goes, you're an embarrassment, you know, like, you know there's something going on behind the scenes that you're not seeing. And I thought it was great that you did that. That was awesome.
Thank you, Steve.
It was just great.
I did it for you, man. I did it for you and people like you, man. Thank you.
Yeah, that was great. I'll answer the question real quick. If Carson isn't there, I think they take the best player available. If that happens to be a quarterback, then you take the quarterback. I don't think the best player on the board at six would be a quarterback, but I don't think you reach for a quarterback either. So, but if Carson's not there, you just take whoever the best player is.
All right, Steve. Thank you. Yeah, the old best player available always cracks me up, because when you have a need at a certain position, sometimes the best player available becomes that guy, even if he's not the best player that's available among everybody that's left. Right? I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like you're in you're in desperation mode, because you still have Jalen Hurts. If you absolutely fall in love with a guy, then I mean, didn't they just do that with Jalen Hurts? By the
yes,
way,
yes, they did.
Right. So if you absolutely fall in love with a guy, like, then you're falling in love with everybody. That should tell you all that you know. Right? Go with Jalen Hurts. You love Jalen Hurts. You brought him in here. You might have screwed this up with Carson Wentz, right? You contributed to it.
Oh, they definitely did that.
Yeah. So you know what? Then go with him. If you're going to move on from Carson Wentz, then go with him. Right? It's as simple as that. This Brian Johnson cat, All right? So he's the Florida Gators offensive coordinator. He was.
Yes.
Left the Gators to come here. So his connection is that Jalen Hurts' dad coached him, I guess, in high school.
Coached right? him.
Coach Brian Johnson. He's only 33. So he coached him in high school. So then when Johnson moved on to the ranks in college, he recruited him at one of the many schools that he coached. He coached Dak Prescott at Mississippi State. So after the Eagles drafted Jalen Hurts, they actually got Brian Johnson. The Inquirer did an interview and said, you know, like, talk about Jalen Hurts as comparing him to Dak Prescott. And he said that you never see him sweat. Talking about Jalen Hurts, I do think he and Dak have similarities in their games, not only in their games, but in their approach and their mindset. Both of these kids are two of the mentally toughest people I've ever seen or been around. How they handle themselves, the competitive nature they have. Mm-hmm. So he talked before he knew he was coming here. He was speaking highly of Jalen Hurts. So you know, maybe another reason to think that's another reason why Carson's not going to be back.
Yeah.
Back to the phones, Malik, Mount Airy. Malik, what would you do?
Go get a wide receiver. I don't care who we have as quarterback. If you keep running out pretty much practice players with anybody, they're going to fail every single time. You can't keep asking for gourmet meals and keep giving the chef garbage and saying, make something happen. How about we start with, hey, let's go get some real wide receivers. Instead of going to get J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, we kind of go get D.K. Metcalf. Instead of going to get Jalen Reagor, I don't know, we go get this dude named Justin Jefferson that's a Pro Bowler as a rookie. I don't know. Maybe this stuff doesn't make sense to Howie Roseman, but maybe, just maybe, you may want to go refer to somebody else or ask somebody else, hey, am I doing this right? Because you can't keep saying, okay, I've never in my life, for as long as I follow football, heard a GM get on the radio and defend a second-round pick that's supposedly going to be my backup,
right?
And it's the next day. Oh, no, he was the greatest player. Wait a minute. Don't you have a starting quarterback? Mm. It didn't make logical sense. Everything since last year has been saying, we're getting rid of Carson Wentz. I don't care what you say. You can't keep denying it at this point. Everything points to we're getting rid of Carson Wentz. You bring in somebody that's Jalen Hurts, they got to have some type of friendship. They got to have some know each other some type of way. So now Carson's looking at this like, dude, do y'all really even want me? Like, just come out and say it. Mm. And it's clearly apparent that you're not getting weapons. You go out and say you want speed over Justin Jefferson. What did Jalen Reagor do? Nothing. What? And Justin Jefferson's in a Pro Bowl? And before we go any further, Jack, can I get one shot of my Ike juice today?
Ain't nothing sure. Drinking that Ike juice.
Now, let me hold up my cup to the president of the LTB. Go ahead, Prez, give it to him. Give it to him. Look at his celebration right now. I was proud. I am proud. I am a proud member of the LTBP, and my president stood up and said, enough is enough. Give it to him.
Malik,
I'm proud of you.
Love you, brother. Thank you, man. Thank
Have
you.
A good one.
Yep.
All right.
See,
Jack,
John,
we need to set a time to play it.
Oh, the call? Oh, yeah. Me coming in? Oh, you didn't hear it? You didn't hear it?
I didn't hear the beginning of it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Jack, is it worth it? I mean,
I didn't hear it either. Appreciate you paying attention to the show, Jack.
Yeah, well, I was doing important things like talking to Battle in the lunch area.
Oh yeah, sure.
Yeah, you might not like it, John, because you're not a part of the LTBB.
That's all right. I like confrontation, yelling and screaming. And
oh no, it wasn't back and forth. You know.
No.
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Anyway. Well, because it was more or less just me making the case as to why we shouldn't be apologizing to.
Right. Which Joe. He got nobody apologized to him anyway, so it's not like you were
right.
The minority.
That's what I'm saying. Yes. Yes.
Oh man. All right. So far, people kind of mixed on what they would do at 6 if Carson Wentz isn't here. Let's go to Rasheem in North Philly. Rasheem, what would you do? Carson Wentz isn't here. Do you consider the quarterback at 6?
Say it one more time.
Do you consider a quarterback at 6? Whenever I try to set it up like that, it never ends up.
No, I don't. You can't really tell me that Justin Fields and Trey Lance that was at North Dakota State is better than Jalen Hurts. The only two quarterbacks I see with my eyes is Trevor Lawrence and I forgot the other gentleman named
Zach Wilson.
And Zach Wilson is really based off potential because how big and how strong he is. But mm-hmm. as far as everything else, Justin Fields, like I've seen that with Jalen Hurts at Ohio State and at Alabama. And what I've seen this year so far, I understand it was a small sample size, but he had two games where he had over 500 yards by himself with rushing and receiving. And if we want to criticize the players, we got to criticize the play calling because I watch enough of Fran and I watch enough of breakdowns, and they were saying it was more so the play calling than it was the players. So and then if you look at the history that Nick has with receivers at going to the Chargers with Mike Williams and Keenan Allen and everything, I think just the development of the wide receiver is more so important by, than picking the right one.
Right.
Because tell me what wide receiver we have had in the last 6 years that developed to anything. I think the development needs to be there more so than you picking the right player. You said a while ago that Jalen Hurts looks like he throws a ball like a second-round pick, and I really didn't understand what you meant by that, John, because me watching the games, like I really can't tell the difference between – Jalen Hurts and Tua. Like, I watched enough games that I've seen. Like, you can't tell me the difference between a six overall pick and wherever pick Jalen Hurts was.
Well, would you say that Tua was probably overdrafted based on what you saw this year?
Yes.
So hang on. What I said was that Jalen Hurts at the end of the year looked like a second round draft pick to me.
I got to disagree with you with that.
Okay.
They tried to do everything they wanted to lose that Washington game. At the end of the game, Chase Young and them said, bro, if you would have stayed in the game, we would have won. They put a B team out there.
Calm down. All right, thank you, Rasheem. I hear you. I thought Jalen Hurts played relatively well when he came in. He was a rookie. He didn't embarrass himself. But by the end of the sample, he still looks like kind of a work in progress.
Yeah, see, I think it would be, for me anyway, it's not that you're out on Jalen Hurts. It's just that I'm not completely convinced on Jalen Hurts just yet. And because you're at the sixth position. Now, here's where I will agree with Rasheem at. Justin Fields, I got to admit, I am not in love with Justin Fields. I am not in love with Justin Fields. Hell, I'm not even in love with Zach Wilson, for that matter. I mean, he's a BYU. What are you doing? Okay.
That's Jack's guy.
Yeah.
Well, no, Rasheem's right. It's potential. You're looking at kind of like with Josh Allen.
I mean, it looks good.
Like
he looks the part. You can watch the ball, leave out of his hands. It's a tight spiral, but it's BYU, and it's – I don't even know what the hell conference that is. What is that? The WAC, SWAC? What is that?
Mountain West.
The Mountain West, yeah.
No,
yeah.
I don't think – are they in the Mountain West? No.
Yeah, I'm like
no,
–
they're
I don't
in a better
– I don't know. Like –
no, because
I've never known what conference BYU was in.
It's
as a matter of fact.
Conference West Coast.
Yeah, see, you're playing teams like Coastal Carolina. And
what's Conference West Coast? I've never heard of it.
Actually, looks like they might be independent.
See, there you go. See, and that would be the only argument against drafting one that Rasheem just made is that you aren't necessarily in love with any of these guys, other than Trevor Lawrence.
Right. Yeah, no, I mean, because the second guy may end up being, who knows.
And you're at 6.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, I mean.
So I don't think they can get higher than the third best quarterback.
There is not a, most likely no, there's not a slam dunk guy there. And I still think that, I mean, because normally at 6 you don't have a slam dunk guy. But
I mean, do you move back and take our new quarterback coach's guy?
No.
What's his name? Andy Thrash? Trask?
Kyle Trask.
Oh, Kyle Trask.
No.
James,
yeah, no.
James Trash.
I do not want him.
You don't want Kyle Trask?
I want a wide receiver. Wide receiver.
Oh, we live wide receiver every year, man. We like the damn Detroit Lions.
Well, until you get one that can actually play, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so Jalen Hurts is going to need somebody to throw to, apparently. Let's go to
Fran. Maybe we get Fogum in there.
Oh, there you go. He can play. Fran in Jersey. Fran, what should they
do? Hey, what's up, gentlemen? Oh, hey, man, long time no talk to you guys, man. Sorry about that, man.
It's all good. All good.
Oh, it's all good, man. But let me get into it, man. I don't want us to get a quarterback with a 6 pick. I want us to ride with Hurts because – I think if you get Hurts, unload Wentz, get Hurts in the whole season with the whole all season training and getting coached up, mm-hmm. and with the moves the new coach has made as far as getting some offense coordinators in the quarterback coach that's usually that has worked with good have developed good quarterbacks, he's gonna be all right, man. He got a lot of talent. He's a gamer. He's not rattled about pressure, and that's a big difference I see between him and Wentz right now. He's not rattled. And also, I want to say that with the 6th pick, I think we should get a linebacker because we need a good linebacker that could be a game changer. Because if you look at the Bucks defense, that linebacker, the 2 linebackers they got, man, they play hard.
Yeah.
They play hard. Yeah. They drop in the coverage. They never got to take them out. You don't got to mix and match the linebackers. You know, get a linebacker that's a stud. And I go out here and ball. And can I say something about the Lakers? The Sisters game tonight, real quick.
Yes, yeah. Go. Mm-hmm.
Yo, the Lakers, between us and the Lakers has not really played anybody yet. So their little padded win to me is just padded right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think tonight going to be a big tell on where everybody sit at. I think we're going to win this game tonight.
Measuring stick.
I like it, too. We smack Brown around tonight.
I do not agree it's a measuring stick game.
MVP battle tonight.
Yeah, this game has absolutely no effect on what's going to be happening in a few months when 76ers need to make their runs.
It's a measuring stick game.
Well, I mean, it's
playing the best. You got to gauge yourself against the best.
No, I mean, it's a big game for sure, right? But, I mean, if they come out and they lose tonight and Ben looks like Ben, does that mean the season's over?
Everybody's going to say, look, when you played a good team, you guys aren't ready to be in the finals. We should have traded for James Harden. Yeah, that's exactly what's going to happen.
Well, they should have traded for James Harden.
And,
right.
And just like when they win tonight, I'm not saying it's going to be because of Ben, but I do think he's going to flirt with one of the Jason Kidd triple-doubles tonight.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, he'll flirt with a Jason Kidd triple-double.
Bron's playing. He wants to show up.
Maybe
a little bit more aggressive in the fast break.
National TV, ESPN.
Oh, man.
I know we're going to watch the local guys. But
no, I'm not, actually. I'm going to watch the national. Nothing against the local guys. When it's the national, I like to check in and see what the national people are saying about Ben Simmons. You know what I mean? Well, I mean, I already know what Zoo and Allah are going to say about Ben Simmons, locked and loaded or whatever the other things are. I want to see what the national broadcast is saying about Ben Simmons, if they're willing to talk about, like, hey, listen, maybe.
He won't shoot.
Yeah, like exactly. Right. Like, are they actually willing to criticize and talk about maybe this isn't going to work here?
Right.
I don't know who.
Oh, that will be a storyline tonight. It has to be. Especially if he struggles.
So is it Breen and who's his
Mark Jackson, right?
Is it Jackson and Breen? Yeah, I want to hear what Jackson has to say about Ben Simmons. For sure. That's awesome. Jack Fritz, what are you doing at 6 if Carson Wentz isn't here?
Dude, I can't even believe this is a debate. What is the most important position in football?
Quarterback.
The quarterback position. What do the Eagles have right now if they trade Carson Wentz? If a second round quarterback who showed some flashes last year, but is he a special talent? He's not a special talent. You only get up here so very often, and if it's Kyle Wilson, you trade up and you get Kyle Wilson. It is more important to get a quarterback at 6 overall than what are we going to do, take a freaking Zach Wilson.
Yeah.
What are we going to do, take a quarterback or take a receiver that's not going to help them win, a linebacker? Are you kidding me? Like, this is such a no-brainer, and it's so Neanderthalistic to think that we can't take a quarterback, number 6 overall, because Jalen Hurts is here. Are you kidding me?
So, Jack, mostly I would agree normally with what you're saying, because if a quarterback is there that you love, you go get him. But here's the thing with Howie Roseman and the Eagles and Jalen Hurts. This is Howie Roseman after the draft. He said, in 2012, we had a vision. We had a vision that we would draft a quarterback who's been extremely successful, and I don't want tampering charges on me, but I think we can understand who that was, and then come back in the fourth round and draft a quarterback who won a world championship for us and go back-to-back. And I feel like we got a little cute. And I don't know that there's a big difference between taking the 53rd pick in the draft and taking a pick in the third round if you feel strongly about a guy. So the Jalen Hurts pick brought back missing out on Russell Wilson to Howie Roseman. That's what he thought about Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, that's so misguided, though.
But if he feels like that about Jalen Hurts, then you got to go. You can't.
Yeah, it's faulty logic, though, is what I'm saying. I hear you there. I hear you, but that's faulty logic to me, and that's trying to justify, in my opinion, after the fact, why you took that, when there was probably some other motive as to why you took Jalen Hurts there. It wasn't about no damn Russell Wilson and all that other nonsense they rolled out there as to why they took Jalen Hurts. So, but that's fine. It just has to work out for you. I'm just saying, very similar to what Jack is saying, when you're at six and you have decided to move on from Carson Wentz, man, you are really doubling down, maybe even tripling down on Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
You took him when you didn't need to take him in the second round. You're getting rid of a quarterback who had his first true bad year after being at an MVP level a couple years earlier and after dragging your team to the playoffs with walk-on players. You take a quarterback there, and then you decide to get rid of the guy, and now you're going to pass on a quarterback with the sixth pick for Jalen Hurts? Boy, he better be Russell Wilson. He had better be Russell Wilson.
I think he showed more than enough potential last year. And like Rasheem said, like, oh, I don't understand why you're calling him a second-round pick. That is not a shot at him. What it tells me and what I saw last year was he's a prospect that's got a shot.
Yes.
But
yes.
As far like throwing the ball, I think a lot of people thought him going into the NFL when he was drafted was going to need some time and going to need some work. And that's what I saw after he played his five games. Right? He ended up having completion percentage near 50%. I mean, let's not overdo what Jalen Hurts did last year. All right? He was good. He came in. He was professional. He brought a spark. He didn't embarrass himself. He brought something to the field. I liked the kid a lot. He showed me enough to where I wouldn't even consider a quarterback at six. If it was Trevor Lawrence, of course you would take that. If you had the first pick, of course you would do that. But one of these other guys, I'm not interested. I'd rather have Jalen Hurts. 215-592-9494. We roll your calls on the other side. If the Eagles do end up moving on from Carson Wentz this offseason, should they consider taking a quarterback at number six? That conversation's next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.